listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. This week is a doozy. It's the beginning of the portal between the eclipses. So on Monday, we're going to have a full moon lunar eclipse. Monday, the 7th of August, we're going to have a full moon lunar eclipse at 11:11 in the time zone that I'm in, PST. It's definitely an energy that we're all going to be tuned into and feel, because there's a huge pull for us to be connected to our hearts and to who we're meant to be and to what we have to offer and to show ourselves to the world because of the Leo sun. And the opposing energy is Aquarius, which is helping us to get in touch with our gifts to humanity and how we can serve the world or the universe or the cosmos or the collective on a much bigger scale. So it's kind of, there's an opposing energy, and of course, all of us are here to kind of be the best versions of ourselves, which is going to require a lot of changes as we move along. So in order to get to the next level, the full moon lunar eclipse is helping us let go of what we no longer need. So it can be a difficult time emotionally if you're in a situation that you shouldn't be in and you have to let go, but it should be easier than it might otherwise be to let go of situations, relationships, and even belongings and objects that you don't need, because the Aquarian energy is very detached and able to do things for the higher good and think of things in a big picture kind of collective universal way rather than take things overly personally. And with the South Node connected to this full moon lunar eclipse, there's a definite pastness, things coming from the past showing up that need to have some sort of resolution or understanding, or like consciously letting go of a pattern that you thought you'd let go of. So you might feel that people or things or situations that you've already dealt with before are kind of raising their head now for a review, essentially. And with Mercury coming in to retrograde at the end of the week on the 12th, you're going to definitely feel like you need to be in sort of a review and kind of going over what things may have happened and how things may need to change. And with Virgo energy, it's very good at making sure that you are particular. But in retrograde, it's going to cause a bit of, there's like a slowdown or an even kind of a deeper introspection into what needs to change, what routines need to be polished up, how you could be more organized, how you could kind of perfect what you're working on or perfect the portion of life that you're at right now so that the foundation is very solid. And the Pluto Capricorn energy, and it's actually opposing, or no, squaring the Jupiter Libra energy, it's a very ambitious, so there's a lot of big ideas and big thoughts coming of how things could go and what you could do and how you could benefit all. But it's also kind of like there'll be an inherently selfish vibe to everything too, because you need to take care of number one. And there's a lot of Leo energy with the North Node and Mars and the Sun all in Leo, helping us kind of step into position and be willing to put ourselves out there and feel courageous. So it can give you a fiery kind of disposition, making you a lot more confident than you otherwise would be. So that's good. And with the Aquarian moon energy, it helps you. The detachedness, I just think, is really a wonderful experience, especially if you're a very emotional person. Being able to kind of look at things in a detached way, it's such a blessing. So you can really tap into that on the eclipse on the 7th. And we're coming up to, they call it the Great American Eclipse, which will be seen crossing the middle of the United States. And it's a big, it's on the ascendant of the chart of the United States. So it's a big energy and has to do with leaders too, because it's a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse. And it connects to Donald Trump's chart. So it should be very interesting to see what occurs around August 21st and leading up to it. Actually, the next 2 weeks in the middle of this portal, many changes can occur that shift everything for everybody. And there is a lot of retrograde planets right now as well. So there's like sort of a redoing of everything in a way, a looking over and a pulling back the normal way you might be doing things. So, or the normal way everything's done. It's just kind of an upside down perspective, and not necessarily in a bad way, but just in a, let's look at things another way. So it can be tricky going through these sorts of changes, because they're not always changes that we want. So if we're not changing fast enough, life will come along and, you know, shock us with an event to keep us moving along. But if you have been kind of participating and going with the flow, then you shouldn't be shocked by anything, and probably very likely know exactly what these changes are and what's happening. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on the world stage, and also to keep an eye, you know, just keep very poised and see what's going on in the next 2 weeks. Write in your journal, or, you know, however you keep track of what's going on in your life. Make sure you do that now, because it's definitely going to be notable times in our world, which is exciting. We live in exciting times. It really couldn't be more exciting times to live in. There's so much opportunity for us. So through this next 2 weeks, you know, you can think of it as there's like an opening to access the higher flow and the path of your higher self much easier. So make sure that you take opportunities that present themselves. You know, it's likely that you won't have to make any sudden moves right now, but once Mercury goes direct again at the beginning of September, things will probably become a lot more clear about what direction to go, and you can actually take real life steps in that direction, which will probably feel like a relief. Also this week, you know, Thursday, right after the lunar eclipse, which is Monday, there's really lovely aspects between the Sun and Jupiter and Mercury and Venus, which I think will help us all assimilate everything in a much kind of lighter way than we might otherwise usually. And because of the Aquarian energy helping us be detached, it's probably going to be a nice big break and a harmonious kind of flowing coincidental situations happening that make life kind of peaceful and easy. So there is, even though there's some difficult, you know, possibly having to let go of things, major, exciting, wonderful things can happen at this time too. It's just a matter of being ready to do the changes you need to do to get to where you're going. So keep an eye out on everything and try and stay grounded, which is always what I say, but it's true. You need to be connected. You know, your body needs to be connected to the earth, and you need to be grounded in it. It's like, you know, driving a car half asleep. You need to be fully awake in your body. So do what you know to do to make that happen, and you're going to feel a lot better and have a lot more personal power. On the 13th, we have a lovely trine between the Sun and Saturn, which will really help you, I think, clarify what your goals are and get clear about what you need to do to get to where you're going. So with the Mercury Virgo, it's also earthy energy, very precise and organized, and it's probably going to feel really good. So, well, personally, I'm a Capricorn, so when the Saturn energy is supported, it feels good. It feels good to achieve your goals and be orderly, and although half the time I don't really accomplish that, it's nice to have that as, you know, as a vision and a mountain to climb. So with Saturn and the Sun, like, your identity and the discipline you need to achieve your goals is available to you. And that is a wonderful thing, I think. So that's about it for this week. It's a pretty big week. The eclipse gateway opening is really, you know, it's potent times we live in. So please do be present and be connected to your heart and be connected to who you came here to be, so that you can be that person. And then we can all be that person, and then imagine the world we'll live in. So thanks so much for listening. You can get a hold of me at hillaryscott.com if you have any questions, or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Have a most blessed week.